Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. God's word for today comes from Romans 5, verses 5 through 11. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. The central question that we're looking at is this: how do we know that God loves people? The big idea, the answer to the question is this: not everyone is lovable, and even lovable people are not lovable all the time. If you have children in your life, you know how true that is. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Have you noticed that many of those sinners seem to be in your life sometimes? It is hard to tolerate the unlovable. Yet look at what God did for us through Jesus Christ. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from judgment for our misdeeds and sins through him. Our Heavenly Father has brought life to us. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Isn't it amazing how the promises of God through our Savior Jesus Christ are just past understanding? Benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209.